Good morning, Patrick. How are you doing?
I'm good, Darren. Thanks very much. Thanks for having me on.
That's absolutely fine. So, tell me the story. What are you doing? You're doing something a bit bonkers.
Yeah, it probably is a bit mad. I am walking from the most southern point on mainland Britain, which was Lizard Point in Cornwall, to the most northern, which is Dunnet's Head in Scotland, which is 15 miles or so beyond John O'Groats. And I added the three peaks as well. So I'm about halfway now. I'm in Kendal, on the edge of the Lake District. But I swung through Wales a couple of weeks ago into Snowdonia, and I'm about to swing into the Lake District to do Scarfell Pike in a couple of days. So I am 750 miles in of about 1,400, I think, so far. So,
Wow, that is... Listen, so are you counting your steps on one of those stepometer things? Because that's more than your 10,000 average, isn't it, apparently?
Yeah, I think I sort of probably average about 20 miles a day, which is 40 to 50,000 steps. So the challenge is eating, actually, just eating enough, believe it or not. So, which is nice, because you can just eat anything you want, which obviously you can't do normally.
Well, wait there, I'm coming to you then. If I can eat anything I want, I'm on my way, right? That's the kind of challenge that I want. So why are you doing this? What's the whole story behind it?
Yeah, well, so my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. My dad's in Macclesfield with my mum. And, he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's about 4 years ago. And in lockdown last year when it started, I ended up in Macclesfield as well, in a caravan in my parents' garden, helping to look after my dad. And without sort of lowering the tone on it, bank holiday weekend, it's a brutal disease. I mean, it's a one-way ticket. There's no cure. The treatments don't really help. And it eventually robs people of their personalities, their ability to do anything. And it's really, really awful to watch. So I just thought, as lockdown eased a bit, what could I do to try and make a little bit of difference? And so I'm doing it to raise money for Alzheimer's Research, who are the charity at the forefront of sort of the research effort in the UK. And I'm on about £19,500 so far. So,
Wow.
So, the more the better, really, because, Alzheimer's is now the biggest killer in the Western world, much more than heart disease, much more than strokes, and it's grown. As people live longer, more and more people are getting it, so, you know, we really do need to find a cure if we can find one.
So, what was your target to raise originally?
So my target is 25,000, and I'm nearly 20, just over halfway through, so which is great. So I hope I'll raise my target, and ideally a lot more. So I should just make, a brief shout out to Iceland Foods. Their charitable foundation gave a big wadge of cash right at the beginning to sort of motivate me to get going, which was fantastic. It's a family company, and they have been personally affected by Alzheimer's too. So they donated, which is great.
Fabulous. So, so you say you're just outside Kendal now. So, as you go through, so you've been down south to Cornwall at it's Land's End down there, isn't it? The Lizard Point.
Yep.
Has it got cooler further north you've got? Have you noticed that or not?
I did sort of start in that heat wave, or just before that heat wave we had. So Cornwall was very hot, but that's not really normal for Cornwall, it's fair to say. It hasn't got that much cooler. Wales, North Wales and Snowdonia was a bit grey and wet, it has to be said. But, you know, it's just beautiful. So it's beautiful in any weather. I was just a bit damp. It's cloudy but mild up here today. It's sort of perfect walking weather, actually, at the moment. So not too hot, not too cold. But you sort of just get used to the weather, and you've got to when you're walking for effectively 70 or 80 days. You've got to be prepared for anything, otherwise it's going to come to an end very quickly. So
have you developed any blisters yet, or any sores or anything?
The beginning was a bit brutal. I had lots of blisters. Oh. And I hobbled into a campsite in Devon, and my neighbours in the caravan came over immediately and went, "We think you need a cold beer." And I thought, do I look that bad? Because I was obviously in some pain. But no, my feet have obviously hardened up a bit now. So, I'm doing okay at the moment. Thank you.
That's a fantastic cause you're doing it for. And you're a very brave guy. I like walking myself, but doing that kind of distance and that sort of challenge, I don't fancy doing, to be honest. It sounds like a lot of hard work. But do you know what? Fair play to you. I hope you do it with the weather being on your side for the rest of your journey. And where can we watch? Are you posting any photos or blogs or anything?
Yeah. Every day I'm posting a series of photos. I'm trying to capture images, but sort of, capture where I've been walking. So on Instagram, it's Patrick J. Davis, and it's Davis with an E, I-E-S, so Patrick J. Davies, if you like. People can find me on Instagram. My roots are on Strava. My tweet as well, at Paddy J. Davis. So, yeah, people can find details all out there, and how to donate too, if they would want to.
Fantastic. I'm sure people will do as well, because it's a cause that is close to many, many people's hearts. Maybe some people are not talking about it because they're going through it at the moment, but you've highlighted something, and it's a really good course. So well done to you, Patrick, and keep going. All the best of luck. We're right behind you, and if you want to, if you don't mind, when you get to the finish, check in with us again.
Definitely. When I get back to my coffee, I'll come and see you.
Fabulous.
All right, that is fab.
Patrick, thank you very much, and we'll share all of that kind of stuff, what you've just told us about, on our social media pages. So if you could send us some links, we'll put it on our social media pages for you.